news, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Centers on the other side of the glass, making sure that everybody gets on the radio and the podcast gets loaded immediately after our interview. So we always appreciate his help and hard work. On the news line with us now, Charlie Gouraud is here. He's from Mechanicsburg, but boy, we've seen him all over the state. He's a regular fixture on the political talk shows in Pennsylvania and occasionally on the national basis. He's running for governor. I think of him as a lobbyist and a consultant. Quantum Communications is his business. Says on his resume, he worked with President Reagan for a time as well on that campaign. And we have seen his name on congressional ballots in the past, but he hopes to be Pennsylvania's next governor, and part of his message is Pennsylvania's got to have one of the dozen or so Republican candidates as governor next year, or we're going to be in trouble. So, Charlie, thank you so much for calling in.
Mark, great to be with you, and good morning to all of your friends there around Sealands Grove, where I've had some good times through the years.
Well, there's a lot of folks around here who I said we were talking to. Ben Reichle, one of the Republican committee persons around here, says, hey, you got to talk to Charlie. Yeah, he's going to emerge as the one to beat next year. So we'll keep an eye on that promise. Okay, so you are running for governor. I gave you a Lawrence's Worthless introduction, so please give us a better introduction, who you are and why you're running for governor.
Well, I'm running for governor because I believe that the country is in a battle for its heart and soul. And I think those battle lines run right through Pennsylvania. And I firmly believe that if we were to have Josh Shapiro as governor, we'd look back at the Wolf administration as the good old days, because the arbitrary and capricious actions of Tom Wolf over the course of the past couple of years would be magnified by a Josh Shapiro as governor. And the short story is Congressman G.T. Thompson, whom many in the mid-state know as the dean of our congressional delegation, called me and said, Charlie, I want you to run for governor. I wasn't waking up one morning saying, I think I should be governor. He said, I think you can beat Josh Shapiro, and I have serious questions about whether any of the other, you said a dozen, I think that's probably a good number for this morning, Mark, but a growing number of candidates. He said, I have serious questions about whether they can beat Josh Shapiro, but I know you can. And I said, well, tell me why. And he said, well, you're a solid conservative. You did work for Ronald Reagan on and off for 25 years, including the arrangements for his funeral. You're now the vice chairman of CPAC, and that's what I spend a lot of my time doing, and I think many of your listeners will know of CPAC. And he said, second, you're a good, strong communicator, and we need somebody that can take Josh Shapiro on in the media every single day, beat him on a debate stage, and get elected. So I said, well, I'm in.
Well, you're not the first person to kind of paint yourself as a reasonable Republican in this race with a solid conservative resume, but at the same time, a person of reason. Explain, I think a reasonable Republican is how you described yourself one time. Elaborate on that, this idea that, of course, conservative ideals is where you stand, but somebody's going to have to be a natural-born listener and compromiser and really listening to voters next year.
Well, Mark, listening to voters is what it's really all about. And I've been called a reasonable Republican, but the thing that I like the most is when people call me the conservative happy warrior, because I've taken the left wing on in the media for a long, long time. But I've tried to always do it with a smile on my face. Additionally, I think I'm a consensus builder, a coalition builder, somebody that can get things done. I know what needs to be done to make Pennsylvania great again. I know how to do it, and I'll take care of business. And I think that's really what folks are looking for, somebody that will listen to them, will fight for their values, and ultimately will get things done to move our state forward.
Now, you've talked about things that a governor can't do specifically, but as head of the state Republican Party, when you're governor, you might be able to start ballot initiatives in Pennsylvania to get the ball rolling, to get those in place. Even, I think you used the phrase about the idea could be that we could recall a governor in Pennsylvania. Elaborate on those kind of ideas that you'd advocate for if governor.
Yeah, Mark, last spring, the people of Pennsylvania passed two constitutional amendments that would rein in the power of a governor during a crisis or emergency. Those were two very important constitutional amendments. But I would promote a third and a fourth. The third would be to give the people of Pennsylvania, you and I and all of your listeners, the right to recall and remove from office any governor that thinks he or she is a king. And additionally, I would support a constitutional amendment that, you know, a governor can't do on his own, but can certainly push the legislature to do, that would allow people to have access to the ballot through ballot initiatives when the legislature doesn't act, to get things enacted into law that the people want. Our campaign is all about from the people, for the people. And I think that that message is one that really connects to the folks that I've talked to across the state.
Explain how you are in touch with the people now. Talk to us about your grassroots.
I promised when I announced my candidacy, Mark, that no candidate would outwork us. And I've kept that promise every single day. I mean, I am literally at every wake and wedding. I've been in, I think, 58 or 59 counties at events. I've been in all 67 in my travels over the course of the past couple of months. Today, I'm calling you from Pittsburgh. Last night I was in State College. I began the day in Camp Hill. So, you know, it's crisscrossing the state, listening to people. I mean, my job every day is to listen more than to talk.
And you had mentioned that, scratch that. How about President Trump? As we watched the Virginia governor's race, we had a candidate who won, who accepted President Trump's endorsement, but kept him kind of at arm's length, and President Trump didn't campaign for him. Pennsylvania's a completely different kind of a state. Explain how the former president and maybe our next president will factor into the gubernatorial race next year.
Well, I certainly would welcome his support if he wants to send it my way, but ultimately I'm asking every voter in Pennsylvania for their support. Those are the people that I really want to spend my time and energy listening to, talking with, and coming up with the solutions to the problems that face Pennsylvania, because I believe firmly that we have a path for hope and growth and economic prosperity for every Pennsylvanian. And that's probably, not probably, that's why Glenn Youngkin won in Virginia. He had a message of hope. He focused it on education. I've been talking about education from the start of my campaign. I think it's the key to our future. And he was able to connect directly with voters.
All right. What are the big issues in the campaign? You mentioned our conversation so far, election reform measures. Some of those may be in place by the time you get there next year on the ballot for governor. But what are some of the other big issues?
Well, I think election integrity is always at the apex, Mark, because if we can't trust the count, if we can't have faith in our elections, bluntly, there are no winners. But as I said, restoring our economic prosperity is so vitally important, especially in light of what the Biden administration is doing to the economy and to people's bills at the grocery store and at the gas pump. I mean, the price increase in October was staggering, the biggest single month in over 30 years in consumer prices. People simply can't afford that. So we've got to get back in Pennsylvania to a growing economy that helps everybody and allows them to meet the rising cost of goods and services all across the board. A healthy economy is the top issue for me, but education is a big part of that, because in order to build our economy the way we want, we're going to have a workforce that's prepared to do it. Unfortunately, our schools have been heading in the wrong direction in a lot of different places. So I've been a strong supporter of school choice. I'm a strong supporter of teaching basics in school, including things like civics, which we've gotten away from in too many places. And I think that if we do that and we let parents be in charge again, our educational system can flourish.
One of our good listeners always sends a note whenever we have a candidate for any office on board, and he did so this morning. His big three issues are abortion, gun control, and the death penalty. What's your view on those topics?
Well, I'm pro-life. I have been for my entire life and career, and have a proven record to show it. I tell folks, you know, if you get up at 5 o'clock in the morning or 4 o'clock in the morning in the middle of January and get on a bus and spend several hours in Washington, D.C. in the freezing cold, traipsing around at the March for Life. You can begin to call yourself pro-life, and I've done that for many, many, many years, more than I can recall. The Second Amendment is something that I know is important to every Pennsylvanian. I'm a strong supporter of the Second Amendment, but beyond that, Mark, I'm a strong supporter of the Pennsylvania Constitution, which in Article 1, Section 21, says that the right of people to keep and bear arms shall not be questioned. It goes beyond even the Second Amendment. So the Pennsylvania Constitution is important as well when we think about gun rights. And finally, with respect to the death penalty, I think we have to have one. I think it needs to be used sparingly because the possibility of taking an innocent life is really frightening to me. But I think you have to have the ultimate sanction.
There's a legalization of marijuana. I guess I'll call it a conversation. I don't think it's pending legislation at this just yet happening in Pennsylvania. What's your view on that topic? It's a taxation conversation, really.
Yeah, it really has become a taxation conversation, Mark. And a lot of states, as you know, are moving to the legalization of marijuana in order to gain those tax revenues. Let me just begin real quickly by saying I was a strong supporter of medical marijuana back in the day when it really wasn't very popular. And thank God public opinion caught up. And today I think polls show that 94-95% of the Americans, the people of Pennsylvania and the American people support medical marijuana. So my position on it is I'm not going to be out there promoting the legalization of marijuana. But if the legislature put a bill on my desk for it, I would sign it.
All right. Well, you have a moment left for an additional remark, the topic of your selection.
Wow, that's great. I just want folks to know that I'm running because we need to beat Josh Shapiro next year. We need to take Pennsylvania back to a place where our values are honored and respected, where our schools aren't indoctrinating kids, and where parents are in charge, where we believe in supporting our police, not knocking them down, where we want a thriving economy and one where a rising tide really does lift all boats, where we want lower taxes, a regulatory system that works, and cleaning up the endemic corruption that is in so many places in Pennsylvania, and where we demand fair and honest elections. That's what I'm about. I'm Charlie Giroux. I'm happy, Mark, to give your listeners my telephone number if they want to call me and ask me anything or tell me anything. It's a 717 area code right smack in central Pennsylvania, 717-877-8194, 717-877-8194.
Charlie Giroux, am I saying it right now?
You are. And look, Mark, I get so many pronunciations of my name, I can't even keep them straight. But it is Giroux, but a lot of people say Giroux. I answer to pretty much anything.
Okay. And especially if they call you governor and then mispronounce it, you'll be more than happy to answer to that someday. All right. Well, thank you so much for your call. Welcome to stop by sometime. You know we're in the Selins Grove Sunbury region, and we will definitely talk to you again. Charlie, thanks for checking in today.
I look forward to coming up to see you, Mark. Thank you for having me, and a great day to all of your listeners.
You bet. That's Charlie Giroux, if I'm saying it right, 66 years old, Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania. He lives down there with John Resnick down in that area. Hey, and candidate for governor, charlieforgovernor.com is his website.